service or coming for a first service. I appreciate your willingness to God to serve Him and to fulfill His commandments. So first off, I want to start by thinking about, rather than the acts of service we have in this in our services, our worship, I want to think about the little things we can do in our day-to-day lives, because I feel like that would be appropriate, seeing that we just got done studying all the things that we do in our services. So turn with me to the book of 1 Chronicles. I'm going to kind of trim this down so I can get you guys home on time. So 1 Chronicles chapter 16, please. Now, this is going to be a little bit lengthier. Chapter 16, we'll start at verse 23. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim good tidings of His salvation from day to day. Tell of His glory among the nations, His wonderful deeds among all the peoples. For great is Yahweh, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods and all the peoples are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before Him. Strength and joy are in His place. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due to His name. Bring an offering and come before Him. Worship the Lord in holy array. Tremble before Him, all the earth. Indeed, the world is firmly established. It will not be moved. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice, and let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. And so glorifying God is something that we can see, obviously, throughout our whole Bible, Old Testament and New. And it's something that should be implemented in our daily lives as well. He created us. He gave us this beautiful earth. He gave us this beautiful universe. And we have so much to be grateful for. And so, by glorifying Him, we give Him the respect and honor that He deserves. I feel as if praying throughout the day is something that can keep us really connected with God and keep us from losing that relationship that we're supposed to have. And so whether that's driving in the car, whether that's before meals, after meals, or with a person that you love, praying can really bring you with God. So turn with me to the book of Philippians. In the book of Philippians, chapter 4, starting with verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your forbearing spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. We know that we can go to God with anything, and that we can trust and depend on Him to guide us through our life. I feel that some people, especially in, you look in the mainstream media, you see people saying, pray for my son or my loved one for an illness or some tribulation they're going through. And you never really see anyone saying, remember to pray because you're grateful for what God has done for you. Praying for all the blessings that He's given you really connects you with Him and is something that I feel I sometimes forget as well, because you get so caught up with the different problems you have in your life and you don't remember the beauty that is in it as well. And so sanctifying His name and maintaining that mindset and that mentality of always keeping God on the forefront of your mind and praising Him is going to change your life if you haven't started already. People react to how you react to things. They see you as a different person based on how you react to different trials that you go through, different tribulations, and it can really make you stand out as a Christian to the world around you. And so, turn with me to the book of Colossians. In Colossians, I'm going to read from chapter 3, starting with verse 15. Now, I read this a little bit earlier, so should be fresh in your minds. So, 3:15. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. He is a just God. He is an amazing God who has given you so much in this life. Even though it may feel that the whole world is against you, you can remember that you have God to look up to, and he has given you what you need to be successful in his kingdom. And so if you feel that you haven't been proclaiming the Lord as much as you should be, if you feel you haven't had that relationship that you need to with God, please come forward. Let it be known as we stand and sing our final song, number 180.